Welcome back for more of the KCII PM Sports Page. Cole Cook now joined by Greta Roth of the Washington girls soccer team, this week's Jet Physical Therapy Athlete of the Week. Greta, thanks for your time and appreciate you coming on this week.
Yes, thank you for having me.
Greta, the team is 3-0 on the young campaign, a fast start to the season and the non-conference schedule, coming off of a win on Monday against Oskaloosa. But just so far here in the first couple weeks, Greta, what do you think the team is doing well?
I think the best thing that we're doing well is playing with each other and playing with confidence. In practice, we play pretty intensely because we know we got to prepare for our games. But with that, we like to have fun. And I think the team aspect is what makes it so fun, and just knowing that we're in it together to play with each other is just what leads to our success in the games. We play with intensity and a want to win, but we also just have fun doing it together, and I think that really largely contributes to our success.
Mm-hmm. Big thing about the first three games, you only allowed one goal. So defensively, what do you think has you girls locked in?
Our back line is absolutely amazing. They all know what to do. They're all in the right positions. And a lot of times soccer is a very big transition game, so it can be up on our offensive half, and then it can 5 seconds, 10 seconds later, go to the other side of the field. And so the biggest thing is just the hustle of the defense and everyone on the field to get back and play their part on defense. Even as if you're an offensive position, you still have to get back and play defense. So the biggest thing is just everyone hustling and getting back and playing defense. And we have a very, very solid back line that they just do a really, really great job together, and they play together. And Elise's goalie is just, she's amazing. So everybody just plays their part really well getting back on defense.
Mm-hmm. As for offense, you're one of the headliners for their 6 goals on the young campaign. What do you think you're doing right as a team on the offensive side?
I think a lot of it is kind of the same as defense, since it's a big transition game. If the defense wins the ball, then they can shift up the field. And during practice, we practice conditioning and just keeping our endurance up so we can keep going the back and forth of the game. So the defense gets it, we can transition up the field really fast and get it to our outside mids or our forward, or I can dribble, whatever works, whatever the game is allowing, so we can get the ball up fast and just beat the other team on the transition.
You know, last year a big 1-2 duo was you and Trina Griffin. Well, Trina's graduated and move on. So far in the early part of the season, you and Giselle Marcelino kind of been the 1-2 punch. How do you think you and Giselle work off of each other, and what has you off to the strong start?
I think the biggest thing is just we've played with each other for a while now. When Trina was on the team, Giselle played in the midfield triangle with me, so we're used to playing with each other and passing the ball to each other already, and so her getting shifted to a more forward position has just helped our balls. My balls to her have just gotten longer instead of more quick passes in the middle. They're more for her to run onto, but we've just play with each other for a while, and during practice we talk about the things that we can do and the runs that she can make and the balls that I'll play to her. So I think the biggest thing is just that we've already kind of built up that trust within each other. Yeah, we just understand each other on the field.
You've been playing at the varsity ranks since your freshman year, but what part of your game do you think has improved, maybe even from last spring to now?
I think my vision on the field has improved, looking up and seeing what kind of passes I can make, or if I have green grass ahead of me, I can dribble, I can beat players on the 1v1. So I definitely think just kind of looking up, taking in what's in front of me, and then deciding what decision I'm going to make, the speed of making that decision has gotten faster, and just my vision of the whole field has improved.
How do you think you've been a leader so far here in your senior season?
The biggest thing I feel is just communicating at practice, but the big thing is just communicating during the game. If anybody makes a mistake or we lose the ball, just it's okay, it happens. We just got to get back and we got to play with each other and play for each other, and just being loud, you know, letting people know if there's a run open or if there's a pass open or if I'm open. I think the biggest thing is just communication with everyone, and also just building the team up is really big, especially when we're tired. Just, you know, we got it, guys. We got to keep going, play with each other, and then also just playing my game, even if it's non-verbally, just doing that as well helps.
Mm-hmm. You know, moving forward, what's the goals for the 2022 Demons?
Our goal is to win conference, and I think that we can do it. We just have to keep playing with each other, and we can't be scared. We have to be confident in our skills. So I think that's really big, but I know that we can do it, and that's the goal.
Greta, do you have a soccer role model, a favorite player or anything like that?
On the U.S. Women's National Team, I love Tobin Heath. She's one of my favorite players to watch. Just in World Cup games or just during the regular season games, any of the women's national players are just so inspiring to watch. But just the way she dribbles and her grit when she plays is the biggest thing that inspires me.
Okay, cool. Let's get outside of talking soccer for a second. Next year, when you graduate, what's this fall look like for you?
This fall, I'm planning to go to Wartburg, and with that, I'm going to major in biology, and I'm also going to play soccer there.
Okay. First off, the soccer program, why'd that seem like a good fit?
Just the first time I went there was the summer after my freshman year, and I just went to one of their camps there just because went and visited a lot of schools and go to a lot of soccer camps, and I instantly just fell in love with the atmosphere there. It is very family-like, and a lot of their values were the same values that I had as an athlete and also as a student. There's just such a built-up family and community, and the goals they have within their sports program were just very inspiring to me, and I just could totally see myself there. But that was so early on when I was trying to make my decision that I just had to keep my options open. But throughout the years of going and visiting other schools, like, there's just nothing that compared to how I felt at Wartburg. So this past summer, that's when I decided that I wanted to go play and be a part of their team.
Mm-hmm. And why biology?
I've always had a big passion for science. I was kind of thinking I wanted to take it down the pre-med route, but more recently after senior year, I kind of realized how much I just love science. Science is a subject by itself. So I've kind of been thinking just sticking to biology and maybe doing environmental science specifically, but I just feel a huge passion for science. I love learning about it, especially biology and more environmental the side of that type of science is just very interesting to me. I'm not exactly sure what I want to do with that yet, but that's what college is good for, so I'll figure it out.
That's right. Well, you go into Waverly for Wartburg. Did you just not want to give up the orange and black yet? Is that the thing?
That's right. That's right.
Well, last question before I let you go here, Greta. Our sponsor, Jet Physical Therapy, prides themselves on the motto, movement is your medicine. How do you use that motto to prepare for a game?
The biggest thing is definitely stretching. You want to make sure that you can be full speed during the game. So really taking that seriously during our team stretches is very important to me, dynamic and static stretching. And then also before the game, just doing movements that I would do during the game really helps so I can just activate my muscles to get ready for a game.
Well, Greta, congrats on the great start. Best of luck to you and the Demons the rest of the spring.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Good to have Greta Roth of the Washington Girls Soccer Team, this week's Jet Physical Therapy Athlete of the Week. 6 goals for the 3-0 Demons so far for the senior, Greta Roth. We'll step aside and close things out on the PM Sports page. You're listening to AWFM KCII.